So, the word pick me lady came from my uncle in the US. And I sort of understand what he meant when he was talking about pick me ladies. Pick me ladies are all up in your face. I'm not saying all the bitchy types and all. Good character, everything that, should I say, they have like a stereotype for a wife material in their head. So they're the good girls, the understanding girls, the ones who would most likely stick with a guy even though he's cheating, and then they will console themselves with the fact that, oh, half a man is better than no man. Now, see, the society has fucked up the thinking of women to the extent that we sometimes look up to men for support, in the sense that if you're not married, if you're not married, a certain kind of respect wouldn't be accorded to you in society. Now, everybody wants to get married. Everybody wants that Instagram life. I'm not against that, but for the age, I'm telling you, at 24, it's a computer age. People get out of school, they got their shit together at 22, and then their parents are saying, oh, bring a husband, bring a husband. When I talk about settling, they end up settling for the wrong man. They settle below their standards. But see, there's something that pressure of bring husband shows you in your late 20s. When there's so much pressure on you, you become a pick me lady first, then you learn the hard way. You know what your standards are, and you're not going to settle. You will not just pick somebody just for the sake of getting married. You would want to get married to somebody who you chose. And then when shit starts, you know it's as a result of the choice you make. Sorry, or rather made. So I'm trying not to make this as long as possible. I'm not sounding from a feminist perspective, but I think that every woman should experience life, learn a little before you start getting married. See, most ladies turn to God when they are 30 or above and they've not gotten a man. Then they turn to God and then they're all prayerful and then they have standards set. And see, the modern day lady, the modern day girl from the age of 17, especially in Nigeria, they have sex quick, like quick. And it's so fast that, and you know, once you've had sex, it just clouds your judgment and just fucks shit up for you. You could be with a man that is not your ideal man, but because you think he's ready to get married, then you go marry him. Now, have you learned how to deal with other men? Are you going to deal with this your husband the same way you deal with your father and your brothers? No, people are different. I have an older friend, he's quite old, and he said that him not being married at the age has taught him a lot of lessons. If he had been married earlier, he would have made a crappy husband. You know why? Because he would have treated them the same way he treats his mom and his sisters, because he didn't know differently. Now he has explored. He has met, I'm not saying, I'm not all for, oh, go fuck multiple men before you get married or some shit like that. I'm all for be sensible. I know age isn't maturity, but then with age comes experience, and from experience you learn. I'm not saying not all early marriages work out or stuff, but I'm saying that you will have the capacity to handle the pressure of being married to somebody and being answerable to somebody.